So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Eagles season. Big play going on again. Media mogul, Ray Dininger. We got to get him on. He's with us here, as usual, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, congratulations. We'll get to the play, et cetera, in a moment. But the excitement around this game, if the Eagles are not the biggest franchise in the world, maybe it's a soccer team. What do you think? What other team is as big as this in Philadelphia?
Oh, nobody. Nobody. And we're saying that in light of the fact that the Phillies are pretty big.
Right.
I mean, the Phillies are on their way to the postseason, and who knows, maybe on their way to the World Series. But there's no doubt that on a day like this, when they're getting ready to unfurl the Super Bowl banner and they're going to kick off a new season with the Dallas Cowboys, no less, there's no bigger story in town. I mean, sports story or any story, there's no bigger story in town than the Eagles game. I mean, I was listening to the radio on my drive home today, and I heard them say the tailgaters started arriving at 10:30 last night.
Yeah.
At the stadium. So where else does that happen? Nowhere but Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, and we have, by the players' poll, which I think is the best thing to see, Saquon Barkley, number one for a running back. Is this guy, is the NFL change on running backs? Is he changing it? And, Ray, is this the most catastrophic? I know the concerns with running backs and caps, and he's older and all that, but how in the world do you stay in business if you make this big of a misjudgment?
You're talking about the Giants' decision,
yes,
to let him walk,
yeah,
last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you kind of laid it out there, the parameters of it. I mean, in the NFL, and this has been true for 20 years or more, is ever since the salary cap came in, general managers, owners, the people that run football teams have begun looking at their rosters differently, and they've begun assigning dollar values to positions, is really kind of what it amounts to, and deciding, okay, we're going to spend our money on quarterbacks, we're going to spend our money on cornerbacks, we're going to spend our money on pass rushers, and then like way down the line, maybe 9th, 10th, 11th, you're going to spend it on a running back, because the feeling is running backs' careers generally aren't that long. And yeah, there's always more running backs coming out of college. We can always get another one. And to me, it's more simple than that. To me, maybe I'm old fashioned, but I mean, to me, you pay the player. You don't pay the position. I mean, there are certain guys who are so good that, right. He's a running back, but you can't compare him to other running backs. He's unique.
And Ray, I don't know why you were never the general manager, because it's the eye test. I see the same thing. I want to link it to a story. Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball anymore, as if he ever did. He's 29 and he's thinking of retiring. How in the world do these guys pick people like this? And with the Giants, how don't they look at a guy like Barkley? He is unique. I mean, just as an observer, his body, his legs, the stuff that he did last year, he was doing that. He just didn't have the right background to fully do it. But he's unique. He's a unicorn.
Yep. I agree. And anybody that saw him play at Penn State knew that.
Yeah.
The trouble was, and listen, the Giants picked him number two overall when he came out of college. He was the number two overall pick in the draft. And people at that time were saying, what are the Giants doing? You don't draft a running back that high.
Right.
And their argument was, no, this guy's special. And then after 5 years, they decided he wasn't that special anymore, and they let him walk, and then the Eagles bring him in. And, you know, the Giants were a bad team for most of those years. And they had a really porous offensive line. They had a quarterback that was just mediocre. I mean, he was the one playmaker they had, and the team never won. And so the feeling was, okay, he's up for a new contract. He wants X amount of dollars. Can we justify paying him? We've never won with him anyway. So they let him walk. But then he walks to the situation that they never imagined he would, which was a division rival right up the road. And you put him behind a really good offensive line, and you put him with a quarterback who's also a playmaker, and then all of a sudden the guy rushes for 2,000 yards and is the number one player in the league. A terrible misjudgment by the Giants, but you know, now the Eagles are the beneficiaries of it, and tonight they're going to unveil the banner that he helped them win.
Absolutely. So we'll get Dan and Henry in here too. I know they have questions, but Ray, tonight though, do you see this as a relatively close game, given the fact that teams don't do preseason anymore? And an offense is the thing that usually suffers with that. You see it as relatively close, say a touchdown, under a touchdown.
That's kind of the way I see it, Dom. Although people generally, if you talk to the people around the league and people around the country, they see a one-sided Eagles win. I mean, when this game went on the betting boards a while ago, the Eagles opened as a 7-point favorite, which seemed to me to be about right. Well, it jumped last week. It jumped to 9.5,
wow.
which is a huge jump. Now, in the last couple of days, it backed off, and it's now, as of this morning, it was 8.5, which makes a little more sense. But I still think it's a little high. But if you ask me how I see the game, yeah, I kind of do. I mean, I the Eagles offense did next to nothing in the preseason. You know, Hurts didn't play a snap. Brown and Smith, the two receivers, hardly practiced during summer camp. So do I expect them to come out tonight and be clicking on all cylinders with all their timing down? No, I don't really think so. You know, I think there'll be some sputtering along the way. And it's probably going to take them a few weeks to offensively get in the sync, because they have a new offensive coordinator too. So the play calling is going to be different. So, I mean, they have all the players. They've got 10 of their 11 starters back on offense. But it's going to be a matter, they've got the players. They just need to get down the timing and the synchronization. The other side of the ball on defense, it's going to be a matter of seeing how the new guys will be able to pick up the slack for the players that you lost. And you lost some significant players. And so now a lot of younger guys who have real talent, I think some of these guys are really good, they just haven't had a chance to really play much yet. Well, starting tonight, they're going to get their chance. So that's kind of what you got. But I expect the Eagles to win, but it may be a little closer in the second half than people expect.
Ray Dininger with us. Ray, I saw the consensus of usually the Eagles and a bunch of other writers. And surprisingly, I know the Eagles' schedule's tougher. They have them at 12-5. I just think that's bordering on the worst that they can do. And look, it's hard to predict these things, you know, one injury here, there, one situation. But I just think they seem to have an overwhelming roster, and their defensive coordinator is hot now. People are buying into him. I certainly am. I think he's with a crew where they're younger and they'll listen to him more. Maybe in other places they wouldn't. You see 12-5 or better?
I'm going to surprise you. I have them at 11-6.
I have them
at 11-6.
Wow.
Because I do. Because I think the schedule is a real problem. I think they are mm-hmm. playing ten of their games are going to be against teams that went to the playoffs right. last year, and you've got some teams in there that I think are going to be better than people think. Like I think Denver is going to be really good this year. People have kind of forgotten about the people are kind of sleeping on the Broncos because the Broncos haven't been a factor mm-hmm. in God forever since Elway played. So I've kind of forgotten about that. But the Broncos have in the last couple years really improved. I mean, they've got a really good defense. They've got a young quarterback who I think is legit. And in Sean Payton, they've got a coach that won a Super Bowl. So I think the Broncos are poised right now to be a much better team.
Okay.
And they're kind of lurking on the schedule. Nobody's talking about them. Look, do I think the Eagles are going to win the division? Yep. Do I think they're going to be back in the playoffs in a position to go back to the Super Bowl? Yep. But I think it's going to be, I think there are going to be some bumps along the way. So, you know, I'm by nature kind of conservative. So I guess my pick is going to seem conservative, but I'm going 11-6.
I am extremely conservative by nature. And I, you know, always know the second time around anything can happen. But mm-hmm. I'm overwhelmed by what I see as far as talent and how the defensive coordinator, I'm overwhelmed by that, right? That's why I would go maybe 13-4. Henry,
yeah.
Henry's got a question. Now, Henry?
Yeah, Ray. Yeah. Hey, last time you were on the program, I asked you about the offensive side of the ball yeah. and the hiccups they might have. I'm asking about the defensive side of the ball this time. So you hit on a little bit. After you win the Super Bowl, you lose a bit of talent, you know, across the league, especially on the defensive line and on the edges and in the secondary. Between that, like, position group right there, what are you looking at tonight to see who of that group can really stand out and make themselves a surefire starter going the rest of the way? Is it an Andrew Mukuba? Is it a Moro Jomo? Is it Jalix Hunt? What do you think about those groups?
Well, I think that you're right about that. I feel like they got a lot of change. They got a lot of new faces are going to be coming in on the defense. And I think they're going to be okay in the front seven. I think the line and the linebackers are going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Jihad Campbell, I think, is an outstanding player. I mean, I think that was a real coup mm-hmm. that the Eagles were able to get him with the 31st pick in the draft, because I think he's a much better player than that. And I think he'll be a perfect fit for this defense. He's starting tonight. And I think he's going to be an impact player right away. So he helps that front seven a lot. If I have concerns, it is in the secondary. They still really haven't found that other cornerback who's going to play opposite Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell, who came in last year as a rookie, is a really good player. I think he's already one of the top cornerbacks in the league in just 1 year, and he's only going to get better. But they have not really replaced Darius Slay. I mean, they've got Adoree Jackson's going to start there tonight. But, I mean, he's a guy that's kind of bounced around the league for a while, never really established himself. I think the Eagles coaches all felt that they wanted Kalee Ringo to win that job. They gave him every chance to win it in training camp, and he really kind of didn't. So they're starting Adoree Jackson for now. But I have a real feeling that maybe 5-6 weeks in, it's going to be Jacorian Bennett, the kid they picked up from the Raiders. I think, you know, he's still learning the system, and I don't think they want to throw him in too soon. But I don't think we're going to be too deep into the season before he's going to be that other cornerback, because he's a very talented young guy. And then the other position is the safety position. You know, they have to find somebody to replace C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And there worked a couple of guys in there now. You mentioned Mukuba, who's a second-round pick and a good player out of Texas, but he's had a lot of injuries and missed a lot of time in training camp. And then Sidney Brown is another guy who's been here for a couple of years, knows the system, but they haven't figured out who that other safety is going to be. And they really have to get that part of tonight will be a good test, because you're going up against the Cowboys, who aren't great. But, I mean, they got Dak Prescott, who can throw it. And you got C.D. Lamb and George Pickens, who are two really good receivers. So that secondary, which is, you know, kind of needs to find itself, is going to get really tested tonight. And you're sure going to get tested a week from now when you have to play Patrick Mahomes.
Dan, do you have a question? No? Okay. All right. So, Ray, the play now, we're in September, as I remember. I didn't write it down then, but something in the middle of September, the play, the theme of what you've happened upon now, something you wrote about before and now have worked into a play about this hockey player. What's happening with that?
We're in rehearsal now.
Okay.
We've been in rehearsal now for about 3 weeks, and we really lucked out. We got probably seven of the finest actors in this area. They were all available, and they all wanted to do the play. So we got really lucky with the cast. We've been in rehearsal for 3 weeks, and these actors are just killing it every night. I mean, the rehearsals are as good as plays. I mean, they're that good. And you're right, it's a play about ice hockey. It's a play about hockey from the 1970s, you know, that rough-and-tumble slapshot era of hockey. And it's a story of a young player who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs, came from British Columbia, and had a lumberjack father whose dream his whole life was to see his son play in the NHL, and was grooming him from the time he could walk to be a hockey player. And the father wanted that, and the son wanted that. And it's a story about their journey to the National Hockey League and the price that people pay to chase their dreams. That's really kind of what the play is about. And we open September 17th. We run through October the 5th. And it's a real powerful play. I mean, it's a lot different than Tommy and Me. It's a whole different kind of story. There's a lot of family stuff. There's a lot of sadness. There's some tragedy. I mean, there's a lot of different elements that go into this play. But, it is a really powerful story. I hope that people come out and see it. We're going to be at Delaware Theater Company. It's a beautiful new theater, actually remodeled theater. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested, go to the Delaware Theater Company website. And the play is called Spinner, because that was the player's nickname, Brian Spinner Spencer. It's called Spinner, and go on there and figure out your tickets. And we have some really great special guests that are coming to handle post-show Q&As. Opening night, we have no less than the great Bernie Parent.
Oh, that's unfair. Can't do better than that. My God, yes.
Here's the best part. We all know what a true hero, all-timer, that Bernie Parent is here in Philadelphia. But Bernie Parent was actually on the Toronto Maple Leafs when Brian Spencer joined the team. So he was actually a teammate of Brian Spencer's in Toronto. So Bernie will be there on September 17th for opening night, and then we run through October the 5th, and Joe and Jimmy Watson are going to join us. Brian Propp is going to join us. We're having a lot of special guests, including the great Jim Gardner is actually going to come down and be a Q&A guest one night.
That is great. Well, Roe and I will be coming. I'll let you know about that, Ray. I'm not sure of the date yet. Now, which Watson? Okay. We had Joe Watson, right, at Mulligan's, Dan? I think it was Joe Watson. The handshake. If there's a guy with a handshake more powerful, and he wasn't doing anything, you can't shake hands with that guy. I mean, my God. Unbelievable.
You're right. Everybody that meets Joe, that's what they talk about, is the handshake.
God.
And you're talking about a guy who's in his 80s.
I know. My God, he'd kill you going into the boards. So, Ray, congratulations on that. Are you going to the game tonight, or do you watch from home?
I'm going to be watching from home.
Okay.
I'm going to be watching from home, but I'm going to have the yellow legal tablet out and I'll be taking notes.
Oh, God. If there's anything that really jumps out, be on the bat phone tomorrow. We want to hear what you have to say on that.
I will absolutely check in with you.
All right. Congratulations, though, and thank you as always.
Thank you, Dom. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. Take care.
All right. Bye. The great Ray Dittinger here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, your calls at 855-839-1210. Yeah, Joe Watson, Henry, if you were there, Dan would verify. Unbelievable. Just a simple handshake. You can't believe the guy's hand. Matt O'Donnell on Channel 6 is another guy. He doesn't do anything.
My hand.
And he
shakes
his hand. Not yet. The hand is like very, Matt, it's like very clean and just, you can feel, you know, the type of thing.
Who, Matt O'Donnell or?
Joe Watson. It's just like this hammer hole that this guy, he was ready to, you know, and he's in his 80s when we had him at Mulligan's. What a great, Matt O'Donnell's a perfect handshake, though. He doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. If he starts pumping practicing. Your hand, he would kill you.
So do you like judge someone if they give you the wet fish?
Totally. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I more judge them. Are they overdoing the handshake, guys? I'm trying to think of who that was.
Donald
and
Trump?
When he
shook your hand, was it like a yank and pull kind of shake?
It was a pretty quick thing.
Yeah.
I was too busy looking down on his hair, the aqueducts of how he forms it.
You know, I just realized that you always say looking down on his hair as, I think, an underlying way of saying that you're taller than Donald Trump.
No, he was sitting down. I was standing up. He slouches a lot, so I'm not sure if he's tall or not. You know, he might be tall. I think he's about Henry's height.
So I slouch too.
He slouches a lot at times, you know. And you just got to see his eyes when he goes off on something intrigues him, that you're that close. It's like, oh, my God, here we go. I meant to mention to Ray, too. I will. Sports story, Mo Norman. Either of you wouldn't know who he is, right? It was this pro golfer who apparently hit the ball better and straighter than anybody who ever lived, but there were mental issues, big-time mental issues. And people that witnessed him said if he were just a normal, he would have been impossible to beat. It was abnormal how he hit the ball, but
Oh, he's like a golf savant almost.
Big time. I don't know if Ray be into that. He has written about wrestling, too. So Ray Dittinger, nobody better. Big night tonight. We'll talk about any number of things tomorrow around this. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is exactly right. We are playing today to win Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning digital movie code. Tom Cruise stars as Ethan Hunt in this action-packed thrill ride that film critics are calling the biggest and wildest mission ever. Go inside the incredible stunts with over 50 minutes of jaw-dropping extras when you buy on digital. Available at participating retailers. Rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we are asking for that all-time anti-hero. So I have to tie that into the money melody here today. I'm going to play a song from a movie franchise about an anti-hero turned hero. The way this anti-hero turns into a hero is that the government in this universe... you're going to like how I word this, Dan. Yeah. The government in this universe drops all the nation's undesirables on this person's property.
Right.
This person, therefore, goes to the government and says, I want these people off my property. The government says, fine, but only if you kidnap this woman for me.
All right.
So he goes on a very long journey, begrudgingly with an annoying companion, where he learns to loosen up a bit, and on the way, you know, after kidnapping, you know, the woman, actually becomes the hero by the end of the story, and they've made a few more movies since then. So the song I'm going to play for you today is Holding Out for a Hero, originally by Bonnie Tyler.
Right.
I want the name of the movie franchise in which this song is played, this anti-hero movie franchise, of which the main character is the titular name of the franchise. So let's take a listen to the song. I want to know the name of the movie franchise.
All right. Woo.
So this this song is from the second installation of the franchise. Fifth installation of the franchise is set to come out late next year.
All right. More details. No, stop it.
It's really, now that you worded it that way, it's a really creepy story.
Yes.
And then the person he kidnaps, they fall in love. And
All
right. Less is more here. I think people yesterday was a layup. Now today we're taking a three-point shot over our head.
We're going from half court.
Yeah, we're going from half court. All right, hit us with that right now at 855-839-1210. We will send you Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. Sounds doable after all that information. Mm-hmm. And we're coming to your calls, and Matt Rooney here with the brand new poll. He really broke it down in Jersey. That ought to give you inspiration. Not laziness, but inspiration. Jack Cetarelli, virtual tie with Mikey Sherrill. All that straight ahead with Dom.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, let's hear the clue again, and we're looking for the movie franchise. I think I wrote in my notes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, it's extensive here on the YouTube.
Yeah, you got all the notes written down.
I got all the notes written down.
Cite the story back to me.
Okay, all right. Let's hear it. Don't we all? All right, is it? It's Harriet, right? All right.
Yeah, Harriet.
Harriet and Philly. Hey, Harriet, what's the movie franchise? Harriet?
Hello?
It is with, I'll put you on hold. Let's go to Kevin and Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. Kevin, what's the movie franchise?
Hey, that would be Shrek.
Hey! All right, nice. Wow, that was nicely played, Harry. Enjoy Mission Impossible. All right.
Yeah.
Emery, that's a long preamble today, but nicely
totally
done.
Well,
Willie Nelson yesterday. Everybody in the world got that one.
Yeah, well, you know, I could have went through both movies here. This song comes at the end of the second movie, so I could have went through the whole plot of that one, too, if I had time.
All right, Matt Rooney in the on-deck circle. We got to get a winner here on the side question. Give us that all-time anti-hero. But just saw something from Will Bunch that just intrigues me, and we'll get into it more tomorrow. Will Bunch has come on a show in the past. You know, we do get out and all the Inquirer columnists. He's got a column up noting that President Trump has said he'd like to go to heaven. He's trying to go to heaven. Trump is not going to go to heaven if he keeps on blowing people up on boats. How many times do you get to do it before you can still make it to heaven? Now, I love this because it's the same argument that people make all the time. You got to be against capital punishment, essentially, or you're not going to heaven. That's essentially what they're saying. You just got to look aside, you know, and you can't make the argument it's self-defense. Yet, last time I looked in the Catholic Church, most churches, self-defense is allowed. Isn't it self-defense to stop these marauders from bringing cocaine, fentanyl, meth, whatever, and various quantities into our country boldly, blatantly? We got a high speed boat. Maybe we're faster than you in the open waters. You're not going to be able to catch us. You know, the Coast Guard used to then try to capture them. Many times they get away. Now, this is sending a message to Maduro and others in Venezuela. You're not going to continue to poison us. You are going to get it. Now, is that something that is so awful? Will Bunch says, so unlawful and immoral. It's not immoral. What's immoral is letting people be on the other side of the border, helping to kill Americans, human trafficking, fentanyl. Well, what about the Chinese? Well, what about the Chinese? Now, that's a harder thing to hit them in this manner, but as long as we stop it from coming into this country, and Ron DeSantis has been big on this, it's absolutely right. And capital punishment, with all the prerequisites that you should follow, is the moral decision. The other side, I think, is immoral because it's self-defense. That's what this was, taking him out. We have the evidence on this. We know what we're doing. Yes, I believe you can go to heaven and take people out that are dealing poison. Watch for this narrative, though, about Trump going to heaven. Every time he says it on Fox, they start to play the music. They don't want to talk. I think it's a great subject to think. Doesn't everybody think, am I going to go to heaven? Yeah, well, I know the argument other people are making, which is, well, it has nothing to do with good works or bad works and all that. Well, I think Will Bunch is on to something here. If you're blowing up people, is that something that is in the plus column? Well, if they're these people, I think it certainly is. Okay, Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com, is the one that really broke down this big new poll. A, how are the other polls so wrong? Overnight now, Jack Cittarelli and Mikey Sherrill are duking it out, only a point separating them. And Matt has a lot to say, I think, that's correct, about the former opponents of Jack Cittarelli in the Republican primary and their inability to endorse him. I mean, how in the world? This isn't a wild guy or something. I can't endorse that guy. That's essentially what they're saying. They're calling him a bad guy. And he is a gravy guy. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment, though. It's time for the Rescue Natural Supplement Labor Day Sale, the ultimate celebration of savings and well-being. Right now, all Rescue supplements are slashed up to 75% off, plus enjoy free shipping. So whether you're searching for immune support, joint care, heart health, or a youthful glow, Rescue has health essentials for everyone. Take a break, celebrate your workplace achievements with savings on a probiotic, omega-3s, multivitamins, and a lot more. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Celebrate Labor Day with 25 or 75% off. Again, all Rescue products are slashed up to 75% off site-wide. No codes needed. Just call or go to res-q.com. Get this Labor Day deal right now. Again, 800-26-ALIVE.
All right. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to your Dano Show, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question in moments. We'll talk with Matt Rooney, the breakdown of this big new poll coming out, where the race is turning. And again, you know, I think Jack Cetarelli is right there. It's neck and neck, and it's going to stay that way, I think, through the campaign. But people need to know that versus some of these preposterous polls that are out there then turn on a dime overnight that don't give you any sense at all of exactly what's going on. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
We have somebody in the chat who's going to be acquiring something that I want desperately tonight, but it won't happen until after a football season. Suze Loves Jeffy is going to have a cardboard cutout of Saquon Barkley, and I want that 5 minutes ago. She's getting it from Wawa, and it was promised to her daughter. And I'd love to have that in my house tonight just for my two boys, but it's not going to happen.
Well, I wish I had a hookup there, Joe. We definitely would do it for you.
Yeah, really. I want to make peace with my boys. I want to show them how to lose gracefully because that's what's going to happen to the Cowboys tonight. We got it. No matter what Ray Dittinger says about Dak Prescott, he's a turnover machine. And we have nobody in the backfield to keep the defense honest. So,
I'd love to be there with your sons. They're going to be throwing down beers as this game goes on tonight. That's what's going to happen.
God, they scream with every first down, Dom.
But your son, the one I met, is out of Central Casting, Joe. It speaks well as a parent. Couldn't be a nicer kid. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and he had the least amount of maintenance, so I don't know where that came from. So
Who's your, Joe, who is your anti-hero?
My anti-hero started off as anti-Trump when she was running for president, and she became his biggest advocate because she saw what was going on her side of the aisle, and that was Tulsi Gabbard.
That is a good one. Oh, my mess up there. Thank you, Joe. We'll put that one down. Matt Rooney, attorney, Save Jersey founder and blogger, and oyster eater extraordinaire. he's chugging him down at Mulligan's, egging on Mike Testa. That guy didn't need him, meaning me. I had some.
You had the brine.
I was counting down the hours. I said, all right, after 12 hours to row, I'm not poisoned, I'm going to be okay. When we got to the 12th hour, I went to sleep then. It was like 4 in the morning. But Matt Rooney with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
This is why you never eat when you're on TV. I thought might be safe, but I forgot that we were broadcasting this over the interweb. So that's an amateurish move on my fault, and I have to live with it.
No, it was great having you at Mulligan's, though. And Mike Testa, guy is tremendous. So, Matt, we've seen these disastrous polls. Is this poll, I haven't seen it before, what's the credibility of this poll that has it neck and neck?
Yeah, TIPP, which came out with a new survey on Wednesday, it's pretty credible. And over the long term, the past few presidential elections, it's been right up there with the more accurate pollsters. So, yes, I mean, look, we rightly are skeptical of these things, and you rightly should be. But it's definitely at the higher end of of credibility. And this is the key thing, because I think this is what all these pollsters are starting to do now, Dom. They've gotten burnt so many times. Instead of just giving you one top line number, they give you three different scenarios. So TIPP said, all right, this is all registered voters, regular voters. So that's defined as people who normally vote in a gubernatorial, and then likely voters, where they have to do some speculating and project. Jack is only behind one at the moment among registered voters, lots of undecideds. And then it goes up from there. Cheryl's lead climbs to four among regular voters, which is still very much in the margin of error. And then seven among likely. So what that tells me, as someone who's a nerd and follows this stuff obsessively, Republicans are now living in an era where their voters are the low propensity voters. It's the Trump coalition, people who've got other stuff going on, frankly, and they also want their candidates to earn their vote. This poll seems to confirm that there are enough voters out there for Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey this year. He and his party need to motivate them. So obviously you would like to be ahead, but given that this poll was taken, the sample, at the end of August, it suggests there's all the room to grow for Jack. And Mikey Sherrill, who's running in a state with an 800,000-plus Democrat registration advantage, is already seriously underperforming.
I agree with all that. But, Matt, here's where we come in, you and I and Rich and, you know, covering this race. I think it's that motivation. You hit it, and I don't know. I think you're on mornings, and I detected a little bit, is Scott Presler right? I think Scott Presler, with me, was saying kind of what you're saying. It's this phenomena where if Trump's not on the ballot, then they don't feel like showing up. And we got to constantly reaffirm that, particularly in a state where you can vote early and do all those things. So is that the phenomena we're seeing here? And if they just show up, Jack Cittarelli in the end is going to be right there.
Pretty much. That's what it boils down to. And the problem is even more acute. I used to think it was simply a matter of, well, it's not Trump, so I'm not sufficiently motivated to vote for anyone other than my preferred candidate. I am shocked, Dom, by the amount of Republicans I've interacted with this cycle who don't even know there's a gubernatorial election. And it's starting to pop up in other media. People that said, oh, yeah, I had a MAGA banner outside last year. I love the president. Hold on. Wait, there's an election in New Jersey this fall? That is both terrifying and enticing, again, if you're the campaign to Jack Cittarelli and the Republican Party, because it means that you have plenty of room to grow. There's plenty of voters out there to close this deal over the next 60 plus days. But it also means you got to do it. You need money. You need manpower. Scott's one of the guys out there grinding in the vineyard, trying to raise the alarm. There are some others as well. You know, two months left to save the state of New Jersey. And that's the challenge.
Yeah, you're more gentle on this, Matt. I get it. I go along rather than hectoring at people as I want to do. Like, how many times do we have to go through this to tell you you can have the president all that you want? Not only is this about Jersey, it's about the narrative and the bump that puts out there nationally to the midterm. So if you care about Trump, you want Trump to succeed. If you don't vote now, they win. Because I think, honestly, I'd be surprised if we win in Virginia. Do you have a sense of the same thing there?
Yeah, we're running a little bit stronger in Jersey. And candidly, I think one of the reasons why that is because New Jersey is becoming purple, whereas Virginia in recent cycles has gone in the other direction. Some of that because there's so many Doge laid-off government employees living in northern Virginia. So you're right, Dom, and let's be very explicit with your grand audience. If Jack Cittarelli loses this year, if we drop the ball in Virginia, which looks more likely than not, that is the beginning of the end of the Trump agenda. We've been joking for months now. We're all tired of winning. I hope you are tired of winning, because you will be done winning in the event that this narrative that you're discussing, Dom, begins to build after Republicans get their teeth kicked in New Jersey and Virginia. So this is bigger than Jack Cittarelli. It's bigger than the Garden State, which is a guy who runs a website called SaveJersey.com, pains me to say. This is about the fate of our entire movement, folks. So if you live in New Jersey, vote early, vote often. If you don't live in New Jersey, consider finding a way to get involved. I got in a bus and I crossed the river last year to knock doors in Bensalem for President Trump. Time for some of you to return the favor. We'll be more than happy to give you a list and point you in the right direction.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, kind of what I think, coalescing with the stuff I've said on SaveJersey.com, general feeling I get with your show, Matt, is that the people that supported Spadia and the other guy are not holding that against Jack, even though these two are soreheads at best and will not endorse or do anything. Do you think it would help if the two of them came together and said, all right, we're with this guy, we got to win?
It sure couldn't hurt. I mean, look, Spadia, who was the closest to Jack, but still a very distant second back in June, he got a little over 100,000 votes. In the larger scheme of things, that's not a lot of support in a populist state. But let's also not forget that Jack Cittarelli only lost by a little over 80,000 votes last time. Now, the voter registration trends are very promising in New Jersey. Almost half that gap has been made up just in the registration shift since the beginning of this calendar year. But hey, even if Jack gets 80% of Bill Spadia's supporters, if there's 10, 20,000, whatever it is, that decide to hold their nose because they want to let the perfect be the enemy of the good, or they've got some axe to grind, you're only hurting yourself at this point. We all have to live here, use these schools, pay these taxes. If you think that you're going to get better with Mikey Sherrill, time to get a CAT scan. This is not the Democrat Party of many years ago. She is Phil Murphy with better teeth, but arguably far more crazy, which is a positively terrifying combination.
Wow.
We can't let it happen.
Saturday's show with Matt Rooney, the big show. Who do you have on, Matt, if anything, at this point?
Well, this week we're going to have our friend Alex Wilkes on. We're going to dig into this TIPP poll, because I will tell you, Dom, and I know you've been talking about it, the largest obstacle at the end of the day to winning New Jersey this year is belief. It's a little corny, I know, but people just don't believe that New Jersey is turning into a purple state after being blue for so long. So I look at it as my personal self-appointed mission to try to convince as many people as possible that this is possible. If we can do that in the next 60 days, we're going to make history.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Anytime, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, Matt Rooney, the lightning round is next. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time anti-hero. We'll get a winner. Put your name into the hat. The big winner we draw tomorrow. Hey, let's talk about my great friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. For 10 years, my dentist, extraordinary. I'm thrilled to tell you, though, things are only getting better over at the Bentz Dental Group, because we now have a new prosthodontist joining the team, like right now. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, we know about that. General dentist you have that can use some backup on complicated cases. Dr. Bentz has always been that, but now there's more time, more availability with a second prosthodontist. As I said, Dr. Bentz, my guy for 10 years, keeping me going with great dental care. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule that appointment today at 610-272-6949. Get that initial evaluation. You evaluate Dr. Bentz, you'll see what I'm talking about. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All right, anti-hero today. Henry, your number one again was?
Omar.
Yes, that would be the winner. There's no better example than that. He's one of the reasons why he's one of the top 10 characters in TV history, that The Wire is still arguably, maybe not even arguably, the best show in the history of TV. And the way they reported his death was so brilliantly done. Subtle, but unbelievable. That was a top 10 moment to me. It captured it beautifully.
It was the only way he was going to go out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we got that. Mine was Donald Duck and Dexter. Maybe Dirty Harry. Although I think he's heroic.
Love the alliteration of
hero. Yeah, yeah. That scene, the initial scene when he shoots up the fire plug and he's walking up on the guy. That's a hero. That's not an anti-hero. All right, hit us with that. Get your name in here at the final gong. Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
In ancient Roman history, my anti-hero is the she-wolf that suckles the Romulus and Remus twins, founders of the city of Rome.
Why an anti-hero?
Because the wolves are wild. They're not friendly to humans, but in this case, they were.
All right, Joe. I have to tell you, he topped himself today. Romulus and Remus, I get, but the she-wolf, I got to go and look that up in my...
Gave me a whole mythology lesson.
Oh, my God, the brand.
Phone.
The guy, Cracker Barrel, ought to get Joe of Exton over there. Tell them what the brand used to be, and he'll tell them how to articulate
he'll
it.
He'll be
in
the
a,
new guy next
Yeah, in a classical manner, he'll do that. Okay, Henry, who did you like?
I thought the best answer today might have been the Earl of Tacony with Copernicus.
You think he's an anti-hero, huh?
The way he explained it. Okay. And plus on the fact that Dan did not know how to spell Copernicus.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
You missed that one behind the scenes.
The all-time that's the top Polish person in history, arguably.
Can't tell his name. Yeah,
but is that a very Polish stellar group, though? The top Poles
in
history.
Polish. I mean, not to spell the most Polish person.
I mean, Italians, we got Columbus. You're starting with Copernicus. I think we got a lead here. All right. Dan, did you have one?
Did you ever take Bill's call of Ricky Waters with the Eagles? Because he was a hell of an anti-hero. But if not, I think we can go with Copernicus, Earl.
Yeah, Copernicus, what Earl will put in there. No, I think Ricky Waters was not a hero at all.
No?
Oh, no. Brutal. For who, for what? I mean, and he was a good player, but not,
How about T.O.? Is he an anti-hero?
Oh, that's why we did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because T.O. was with WIP yesterday. He still got that presence. Yeah, you can make the case. The shenanigans in the driveway and all that. Yeah, you can make the case.
I'd love for someone to do that nowadays.
Yeah.
I'd love that. That would be a firestorm.
Did anyone take Mike Vick off the board?
No. I you know what? Due to me saying he's a redeemed guy, I should have, yeah. All right. So, Earl, you're in the hat. And tomorrow we got several that we're mulling over, going back and forth with. I may change it after tonight's game, but if you ever have a suggestion, you can always hit me. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, and we'll go from there. And hopefully tonight there'll be no shenanigans with SEPTA. They'll follow through. They got the money. They got their nonsense. What are Democrats going to do now? Where are they going to cause pain next, or try to? This was their big shot tonight to see what these Republicans have done. And I'll tell you this, that we had Joe Pittman on yesterday. He put up on his Twitter and on mine the interview and the savagery of these people, not just toward Republicans, toward this guy, tells me he must be over the target. Also, RFK Jr., a lot more happened after we gave you all the initial stuff. There'll be more tomorrow. And I think RFK was right. He answered, President Trump deserves a Nobel Prize for the warp speed vaccine. I don't think he was trapped. I think that's an accurate answer. And Will Bunch, you can go to heaven if you blow up people that are coming to kill Americans. At least, I think you can. All right, Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.